It's Bishop and Laurinaitis's What's Up?
What's up, man?
What's up, sponsored by your Central Ohio Honda dealers.
All right, here's what's up on a Tuesday. Buckeye spring game is Saturday, and the selected media was allowed to observe some of the practice yesterday, and we bring on our good buddy Austin Ward on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline to let him row to discuss what he observed. I say that with kind of tongue-in-cheek, but also very appreciative, Austin, because you could be covering Michigan, where apparently the entire spring of the spring game was done in a closet, and nobody saw anything. So you got a little bit, so it's better than that. What'd you see?
Yeah, I'll take whatever morsels Ohio State deigns to feed us. And I don't even know if Michigan's media knew when the spring game was. They just kind of like put out a post like, hey, this happened today. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Six more periods that we got to go see on Monday. You know, there was no tackling. It wasn't live. Only so much you can take, but just seeing the way they line up and running around and who's taking which snaps with which guys around him was it informative, as it always is. And, you know, it's felt a little bit more normal around Ohio State and the Woody Hayes Athletic Center this spring, which is great. Going to have 20,000 people in the horseshoe on Saturday, another step forward. So it's starting, I'll knock on some wood on my desk here, but it's starting to feel like things are getting back to a normal season again.
Yeah, and Austin, I'm sure Ohio State, which I'm thankful that they're opening it up to you guys, but Bo and I have talked, like, this is, they're not hating the fact that they can control this whole media thing as well. I'm just glad they're not as strict as the team up north is. Look, there's been some things that I've learned about practice, and you can tell me from the limited stuff you've been able to see. A lot of buzz about Henderson at tailback. Some people have been calling him a little Saquon Barkley, which obviously gets you saying, oh my goodness, what a comparison. There's been times that I've heard that Marvin Harrison has been the best player on the field for some practices, which obviously you say, I mean, the natural inclination is, man, it's Olave, it's Wilson. That's, you know what I mean? And that's it. And don't forget about our tight end position, but we're kind of set at receiver. And yet, you're telling me a true freshman in the spring, an early enrollee, has been the best player on the field sometimes in practice? Just what are some other names that are really where you're saying, my goodness, this fall might be exciting to see this player?
Well, James, I mean, Marvin Harrison's name is coming up a lot. But Chris Olave did miss a few practices. Garrett Wilson doesn't need a ton of reps. So
true.
I think that might be the gray area there. Those two guys are really freaking good, and they were almost uncoverable yesterday, when from what we saw in six periods, they're gonna help any guy who wins the quarterback battle. Throw in, you know, what you said about Henderson, very accurate. I think he's got just some of that J.K. Dobbins wiggle to him as well. He's going to be really exciting to watch, and that kind of changes the dynamic of the running back battle. Jack Sawyer, he's also got that black stripe off in a hurry. He's got a pretty famous number that he's trying to live up to, and
He keeps it. You just got to keep it, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it looks good on some guys, right? And he fits it well. Larry Johnson's talked about getting a role for Jack Sawyer, the five-star from Pickerington, right away. And, you know, it doesn't mean anything that Zach Harrison and Tyreek Smith aren't having good springs as well, but he's really flashing. So, you know, this freshman group, very talented. I think that's obvious when you look at the recruiting rankings, but they also came in ready to play. And Marvin Harrison, I mean, he had a couple more touchdowns just in those first six periods that we saw on Monday. That's two open viewing periods in a row where he's gotten the end zone with people watching. And again, that's a small sample size that we see, but he, you know, the feedback about him is he came in ready to play, and he's got all the tools that you could want.
Austin, you know, the one thing that's kind of been assumed, I think, and now maybe incorrectly, is that CJ's the guy, and, you know, it's a battle for second. But everything that I'm hearing is that Jack Miller's having himself a spring. And we know Kyle's got a big arm. Is there more to this quarterback competition than maybe we thought?
I think that might be a fair way to look at it, Bo. I know when we've talked the last few weeks, you know, I've said, you know, C.J. Stroud is the leader. I expect that he will stay that way and be the starter. I, if I'm being honest, I still feel like that will be how this concludes, with him being the next quarterback for Ohio State. But I want to be clear that that is not because he's head and shoulders and already ready to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, better than everybody else. Jack Miller is extremely talented and very athletic, and he is definitely capable of making all the throws that Ohio State needs to win the Big Ten and get to the college football playoff. You know, Kyle McCord has thrown some really impressive deep balls, and that's pretty important in this offense that Ohio State runs. They have three very talented guys. So when I've been talking about C.J. Stroud leading, and that's still the case based on everything that my eyes have shown me in those three open viewing periods, practices, what Tim and Burham have seen, the feedback that we've got from people who have watched more practice than that. But it's not that, you know, the decision is made and nothing can change. I'm not, you know, entrenched in this belief that the race is already over. I do think that it would play out, you know, my guess is that it will play out with C.J. Stroud maintaining that lead because nothing has changed so far. But Ohio State can win the Big Ten with any of these guys. And a big part of the reason is that they're all 4- and 5-star talents, and they're surrounded by one of the most absurd collections of wide receiver talent and offensive line talent that Ohio State's had in years.
All right, we finally get a game Saturday, or if you want to call it a game. You get a practice / walkthrough at time / what. It doesn't matter. We're getting some Buckeye football, and we get to get our eyes on it, right? So who cares what it is?
Yes.
You can only be so greedy. We've named a couple of them, but give me your top three players, not the quarterback. You can't pick the quarterback, but top three players that you are just juiced to see in a Buckeye uniform.
Well, you know, I think that it's tough when you get into these spring games, like you said. It's probably going to feature way more passing than running, and especially if Ohio State's just going to thud up and not go to the ground. But, you know, to see – you know, some actual competitive action with Travion Henderson. We already touched on him, but you know, to see him in that environment and in the horseshoe, it's kind of crazy. Like, I mean, his recruitment, he was never on campus. Now he's going to go out there and be in the spring game for 20,000 people, and that'll be the first time he's even seen it, which is pretty wild to think about. You know, I'll be watching him just to see what he does, even in that setting. Emeka Buka. You know, we've talked about Marvin Harrison. Let's throw another young freshman wide receiver who can do some things out there. You know, you don't need to see anything from Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. So a lot of those reps will, you know, fall to these young guys. And he's, you know, another 5-star top-rated recruit for Brian Hartline in that room. So that'll be a big deal. And I've, you know, if we're going to pay attention more to that passing attack, let's see if somebody like Ryan Watts at cornerback. You know, last year was disjointed, we all know, and he didn't get a chance to develop in that freshman year the way that he would have wanted. The guy is long. He's got those arms that, you know, he kind of looks like Eli Apple to me with the length of the arms, and that he's really tall and can move. He's an interesting prospect for me, for Kerry Combs to turn loose out there. Excuse me. And, you know, if you're going to throw the football around a lot, then those corners are going to have to make some plays. It's probably not going to look perfect in the secondary because you still have Seven Banks and Cameron Brown out and Court Williams out dealing with those injuries. So those young corners, hey, you're going to get thrown into a little bit of the fire with a bunch of people watching.
Austin, great stuff as always, bud. Look forward to all of the content you guys put out at Letterman Row this week and in the moments that follow the spring game on Saturday. Appreciate your time, bud.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. See you next time.
All right, that's our good buddy, Austin Ward.